Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello, good evening, sir. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from... Yes, my name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. The purpose of my call is to conduct a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not yet.
No? Okay. Now, let me ask you, are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
How many?
Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Older. I'm 32 years old.
And you're registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? 50-50? Or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. What is your age? You said 26, right?
No, 32.
Okay, I remember that. You said it earlier. Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian?
Latino.
Thank you. All right, sir. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The last one.
Sorry, I had to cough. So you're very dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means that you're in the middle, somewhat so-so. And 0 means that, ooh, no, you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. So here we go with the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Maybe 20, because I never heard about for that organization.
No, Donald Trump. Okay. Now, woke culture or wokeism?
Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Yes. Okay, woke culture or wokeism? From 0 to 100.
The first one, I think so.
So from 0 to 100. What number would you pick from 0 to 100?
50.
How about public school teachers from 0 to 100? What number?
100.
How about charter schools from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
I'm fine with him.
Okay, from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education, from 0 to 100.
100.
The National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100.
100.
Moms for Liberty.
100.
Public schools.
100.
Thank you. Now let's move forward. Generally speaking, what would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. All right. And now, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Which one do you pick, public or charter?
I don't understand the question.
Which one do you think does a better job, public or charter schools?
I think the charter school.
I'm sorry?
I think the charter school.
Okay, the charter schools, do you think they're somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means of to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for the following? So I'm going to read you some topics, sir. After I read each one, you have a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that public schools prepare them very well. 5 means that they prepare them some, a little bit, they're okay. And 0 means no. They do not do a good job of preparing students. That is public schools. So here's the first one. Remember, you have a skill from 0 to 10. So I'm going to read you the first one. And this topic, the topic I'm about to say, is develop social skills. How good do you think they do there from 0 to 10? Develop social skills.
Excellent.
So from 0 to 10, what number do you pick? 10. Got you. Now, be ready for higher education, like college. In that topic, how much do you think public schools prepare students for?
Very well.
Be ready for higher education, like college, from 0 to 10.
Yeah. 10.
10, okay. Now, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market, from 0 to 10.
Number 7.
7. Thank you. Now, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10.
6.
6. Now, develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10.
I think that's number 7.
7. Now, last one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. All right, now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Too much.
Too much, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Just a little.
Okay. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in 12 through K public schools, is being banned by lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Agree or disagree?
I'm agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Someone.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, read, seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm agree.
Somewhat or strongly? Hello?